The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Kind of chilly outside. 31. Going to get up to 42 today. Rain, windy tomorrow. So that cold rain is just exciting. And then next week, man, highs only in the 20s.
Oh, I don't like it. Oh, I don't like it.
Woo-hoo-hoo!
I don't like it.
All right. So today on the show, we have missed connections, which, I mean, we could call it dog parks and dad bods. So yesterday, and maybe you heard our group therapy, where I think it was all one-sided with this. It was
sure
overwhelmingly the almost the plot lines of My Best Friend's Wedding, starring Julia Roberts and Jennifer Lopez. And and Cameron Diaz.
Yes.
And
Dermot Mulroney.
Right, exactly.
And Rupert Everett,
I think. Where she was broken up with over the weekend, and her now ex-boyfriend was just like, I love you, but let's take a break.
I want to explore my options, but if we're 40 and we're still single, let's get back together. And everybody was like, girl, know your worth.
Yes,
don't
exactly.
Don't wait for that.
We have a response. She wrote back to us. So,
really?
Yep. We have a response.
So help me. If she's like, you know what? I heard everybody. And I'm just going to sit here until I'm 40 and wait. It's going to be great because he's worth it. I'm going to throw something.
Okay.
So
well,
I'm going to remove all the sharp objects from my grasp.
I don't want to lead you on into thinking one way or the other. All right. Let's just say I got it. We got a response from her. She heard everybody commenting, and I'll say that she had a conversation with her now ex-boyfriend. And so, yeah.
Blink twice if I have to remove all the sharp objects.
Okay, did you get the code?
Yep.
Okay, sure, all right, all right. So then we've got more opportunities for you to get in on the Ben and Kelly $10,000 bribe starting in 1 hour from right now. All right, so we got a show. I wore deodorant, so I think that's kind of special.
Oh, you're ahead of the game, I feel like.
Yeah, I wore deodorant. I took a shower.
Wait, is it
even
yours or is it your wife's?
No, it's mine. I'm rolling. I got about probably a quarter of a stick left, so I'm good to go.
Oh wow, you are just rolling in it.
Yeah, that ought to last me at least till the weekend. So yeah, we're good. All right. Let's get this show started. We got feel good stories throughout as well. That's kind of our guarantee to you that no matter what happens on the show, we'll at least give you some feel goods every single hour.
Yeah, not all of it's really weird.
All right, here we go. It's 99.7 DJX. Gotta be honest, I kind of enjoy seeing all the, quote, diamonds of the season with our hotel hookup promotion that we got going on right now at WDJX.com with Davis Jewelers and an overnight stay Valentine's weekend at Hotel Distill or Moxie in downtown and the $100 to eat at Repeal Oak Fired Steakhouse. Man, y'all look, and it's funny because I noticed that you're putting little quips about your relationship in the header. It was like, broke up 3 times, back together, woo!
Oh, I love that. I love backstory with the pictures.
Right. I know. I love it. So you can get in WDJX.com. We start hooking you up starting next week. So that's kind of fun. All right, let's get to a feel-good story here. Kelly Kay.
So a group of healthcare workers on the front lines was surprised by Rob Gronkowski with tickets to the Super Bowl this weekend.
This is champion Rob Gronkowski. I hope you're having a good day. I've heard that you're a pretty big Bucks fan, and more importantly, that you've been a huge help for patients battling tough times this year during the pandemic.
Wait, can I pause it real quick? Is this not exactly how you would expect Rob Gronkowski to sound?
is quintessential.
I mean, this is exactly, if you've never heard him speak, this is exactly how you would have imagined him speaking.
I want you to know that it hasn't gone unnoticed. And we want you there inside Raymond James Stadium cheering us on. Congratulations, you're going to Super Bowl 55 as a special guest of the Buccaneers and the NFL.
Ah, there you go. That's pretty cool.
Which is great. But like, I know one of them that they talked to was like, yeah, no, really. I've never seen a Bucs game, but I'm excited to go to the game.
That's the equivalent of us, you know, answering the request line during a contest, yep, and them going, oh, what'd I win? I just wanted to request a song.
Wait, you're giving me a trip to Miami? The $10 card.
I know, I just wanted the...
It happened.
Right, it's happened.
That really happened.
Uh-huh. All right.
We tweeted out.
Did you happen to... you don't have Apple TV, do you?
No.
Yeah, I don't either. I just saw everybody talking about Palmer. You know that Justin Timberlake movie? Uh-huh. It was released over the weekend, and it actually made it broke records for Apple TV as it recorded its most watched weekend ever, because everybody's jumping in on Justin Timberlake's movie Palmer. I saw a lot of people talking about how good it was. Isn't that also the movie that had the woman who...
Yep.
Yeah, okay, all right. That's what I was trying
to
remember.
There was a backstory where he was kind of accused of getting a little too cozy.
A little too.
Co-star.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
When they were shooting in New Orleans, they were kind of photographed, mm-hmm, you know, after hours, not on set, mm-hmm, hanging out, maybe doing some team bonding.
Team bonding, maybe some research for the role, things like that. Sure.
Maybe. Maybe, all yeah. Right. And people took pictures, and I think it was bad time for Jessica.
Okay, so
I'm sure she may not see it.
I was just going to ask you this question, Kelly. As a wife to Justin Timberlake, are you watching the movie?
No, I'm not.
You're not.
No, because I would know him, and then I would like know his certain looks, and I would be able to pick out what is acting.
What's
and
acting?
What is
what's not?
Yep. I would not watch.
You'd be like, you've given me that look.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right.
That's real.
I know. You're not acting there.
Exactly.
And maybe he's just like, hey, I'm just a really good actor. All right.
Uh-huh. Give me all the awards.
Give me all the awards.
Because, babe, that's just acting.
All right. Setting the bar. These are stories that set the bar for your day very low. Small examples, what not to do, little goal to set for yourself. And why would I... utter the name Harry Styles in a segment like this?
You better explain yourself, sir.
Well, if you can manage to make it through the day without committing an armed robbery. Oh, gosh. Where is he going with this? When you look exactly like Harry Styles, you're doing okay.
Oh, well, yeah, no, he does. Like, straight up like Harry. Like, they could be twins separated at birth. Check his birth certificate. Oh, Jason.
Yeah, this is Jason Sanderlin. He's not Harry Styles, but as you said, Kelly, he bears a striking resemblance to pop star that we know and love as Mr. Harry Styles. Now he's in jail on charges of armed robbery, a bunch of other stuff. But fake Harry, accused of brandishing an automatic rifle, ordering people to get to the ground. He was a bad guy.
Take away the tattoo on his forehead. Spit an image.
The tattoo of the numbers 33?
Yep, take that away. It's spit an image.
I was going to say.
They look straight up like they could be twins separated at birth.
Yep. The chin, the jawline, the hair, everything.
It's all there.
Yep, it's there. We've tweeted it out so you can see for yourself at Ben and Kelly Show. If you are a fan of Harry Styles, know that, no, it's Harry has nothing to do with this other than the fact that his doppelganger is committing crimes in Pennsylvania.
Do you think in the lineup they asked Jason if they could sing a couple bars? Maybe.
Do you know watermelon sugar? Right, exactly. All right, that's setting the bar.
Just to see.
Do this every single hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
So remember we told you about Henry Darby. He's the high school principal there in South Carolina who got an overnight job working at Walmart stocking shelves from like 10 p.m. till 7 a.m. to help out some students who had really fallen on hard times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was also a GoFundMe set up for his mission. Kind of missed that part of the story. It has raised over $155,000.
Holy cow.
For the school.
Okay.
Plus, there was another man who donated $1,000 for every month for a year and is also awarding 10 students $5,000 scholarships.
Wow.
And then, of course, you know, Walmart hears what he's doing, so they want to help.
Oh, well, I have something very special for Mr. Dar because he's a very special individual. You're awesome, and we appreciate you here at Walmart for all that you're doing and to serve your community.
Thank you, Ms. Sullivan. Yeah. Thank you so very much, ma'am.
You have to open that on TV, Principal Darby. You got to open that and read it.
Yeah, it's funny. They hand him a bag, and he's just like, thank you.
Like,
and they're
thank
like,
you.
No, you got to open the bag.
It's like the recyclable bag. Thanks.
Right.
What does it say?
And turn it around.
Oh.
What does it say?
It says, paid to the order of North Charleston High School, $50,000.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Wow.
That is cool.
Doesn't that give you chills?
Wow.
It's so great. So they presented that on the school football field, had, you know, the cheerleaders and all that kind of stuff behind them. Just an amazing moment. So he's just continuing to be an inspiration to that entire community.
That is pretty cool.
We had tweeted out the story. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good stories every single hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
You know, when you think maybe you found your happily ever after, maybe that spark flies at the dog park, maybe this person has a dad bod.
And that's your jam.
And that is your jam. And you just want to reach out and say, hey, let's get together again.
Because you didn't do it in the moment.
Yeah. So you go to Missed Connections. And so that's when Kelly and I just scour the internet and we find them and we bring them to life.
Listen, did I tell you that I minored in acting?
Did you?
College? Yeah, I did.
All right. I think that
I was
is
amazing at it.
I can tell. Every single day on the show, I can tell.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try Craigslist Missed Connections.
So I'll go first. We're going to the dog park.
Okay.
Monday evening, woman for man.
Gotcha.
You showed up with your fur baby just as I was about to leave. As soon as I laid eyes on you, I convinced my husband and our dogs to stay a little longer.
Wow.
Right out the gate, we got that working against us.
All right.
Wasn't hard to convince him, though, considering my little buster started to get intimate with your dog right in front of us. Embarrassing and awkward, yes.
Yes.
But if I'm being honest, I was thinking the same thing about you and I.
Oh, okay.
For obvious reasons, I couldn't strike up a conversation at the time, but I did try to wink as much as possible so you get the hint.
What is she winking while their dogs are doing the thing? What?
Yes.
Like, I don't get it.
See what they're doing?
Sure.
We should spend some more time together. That is, if you don't mind hanging with a woman who's taken.
Ah, okay.
I know some guys get a thrill out of that. Listen, I don't expect to hear back from you, but maybe I'll see you at the dog park again sometime. And maybe if we find ourselves alone, we can do what doggies do.
Oh, gosh.
No. Nope.
It doesn't sound like her husband's on board with this.
I don't know if he's aware that she thinks maybe she's in an open relationship. I'm not sure.
All right.
They have discussed that.
Probably not.
I'm just guessing.
All right. This is
Craigslist Missed Connections.
This one's titled To the American Dad Bod Girl at the Post Office Man for Woman.
Awesome.
All right. You bought your stamps before me and then walked out wearing some wonderful tight black pants. Your booty was on duty. I hurried with my order so I could sneak another peek. I followed you to your car while trying my best to keep my eyes in my head. Dang, girl, What do you eat to keep that thing fed?
Oh, wow.
Is your backside on steroids? If so, let me thank your supplier.
Holy cow.
This
is a little much.
I was too shy to say anything, but managed. Really? But managed to get a wave in. You smiled like you knew what was up. When I saw you respond, I began running after your car.
Oh, yeah, no. What? No, I don't. Wow.
I kept up for a few lights.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's impressive. A little.
After you lost me, I hopped on the nearest bus and told the driver to follow that booty.
OMG.
The driver kicked me off the bus.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. We needed a real hero in the story, and it's that driver.
So I had to walk alone all the way back to my car at the post office. It gave me plenty of time to think.
About how creepy you are?
And if you see this, just know you have the body type I go wild for.
Okay, we're going to pass this one on by. We're not responding.
He finishes up. Hit me up. I want that bad booty. Signed, the Honky Tonk Badonkadonk Bandit General. My gosh. This is...
Oh, the nickname he gave himself got me.
He gave himself a nickname.
Yeah, no. Rhonda, yes, this is why women can't stand men sometimes. That's that guy. You know, a lot of other guys. Listen, many good men out there. This one, not so much.
This one...
We're going to pass up the general.
Not so much, yes.
Bye-bye, badonkadonk general.
Good day to you, general. This has been... Craigslist Missed Connection.
I bid you
a farewell. You recall yesterday, group therapy, we told you about Jess, who had messaged us about the fact that her boyfriend had broken up with her over the weekend. She's 32, he's 31, and he says that he loves being with her, but he's not sure if they should be together long term and wants to explore options, but hey, if we're both still single when we're 40, we should be together.
Yeah.
You know, we kind of all were on the same page, I want to say, yesterday. I mean, it was like...
We were.
It was resounding, one-sided, girl, don't wait.
Know your worth.
Yes.
And this guy doesn't see it yet, so move on.
Right.
He might figure it out later, but don't sit there and wait until you're 40 years old for that to happen. Go out, live your life.
Right, exactly. And if he does figure it out, and if you guys happen to still be in, you know, a point in your life when you're both single, and you want to give it a go again, then that's great.
And feels right, yeah, and he figures it out.
Yeah.
That you are amazing.
But the big thing was, have respect for yourself and don't wait for him to come around. You do you, basically, right?
You had said that we got a follow-up.
We did.
And I said, listen, if she writes back to us and says, hey, thanks, I heard everything, and I just figured I'm just going to wait until we're 40 and he figures it out, I was going to have to throw something and I wanted to remove all the sharp objects. Should I do that?
I will read you the second sentence of her response. How's that?
Okay. All right.
I read all the responses on Facebook, too, and I know... What I'm about to say will be taken the wrong way.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and clear out my office.
Hang on.
I feel like I'm going to rage.
Hang on, we'll give you the entire response coming up here next, all right? Hang out just a quick sec on 99.7 DJX. All right, before we dive into the response, the follow-up from group therapy, Kelly, I need to ask you, as a friend, where are you right now with your emotional state? Are you okay?
I do have a small screwdriver I need to remove from my air. Oh, a stapler remover, too.
Okay.
There's some nails in the bottom of this cup, too. I'm going to remove those.
All right. I feel like you will need to remove those. Again, Jess had messaged us. She broke up over the weekend. Her boyfriend was like, hey, I'm 31, you're 32. If at 40, we're both still single, let's get back together. But not right now. And so she's like, am I a fool for thinking I should wait? And everybody resoundingly was like, yes, you're a fool for thinking you should wait.
Yes, don't stop your life for this.
All right. So Jess says, hey, thank you all for your responses. I read all the responses on Facebook, too, and I know what I'm about to say will be taken the wrong way.
Breathing it out.
But you don't know this guy.
Oh, my God. Listen, did she attach a picture? Does he look like Ryan Reynolds? That's really the only out for me here.
She goes,
well, I'll accept this.
She goes on and says, I spoke with him last night about everything that happened over the weekend and told him I didn't want to wait until we were 40 to get together.
Okay, that's good. She's standing up for herself.
Yes. That I not only saw him in my future, but in my present. That's a good line.
Oh, wow. That's really good. But does he?
Okay. She writes, he was insistent on, quote, taking a break, but that 40 was just a number. It could be next year or 2 years that we try this again if we haven't found anyone.
Okay. He's still saying, if there's nothing else better, then I'll settle for you.
She says, to me, this sounds reasonable.
No, honey. No. No. Listen.
Hang on. Kelly, let her finish. Let her finish. Jess goes on and says, I know you're going to yell at me.
Yes, I am. Can I do that now?
Wait. But you don't know him. He's perfect.
Oh, that's great.
So we agreed to remain friends and see what happens in the future. Thank you that's for great. All your help.
All right, Jess.
All right, Kelly, go ahead. You have the floor.
We're close enough now to where I can say this. Listen, we should have asked for a picture. We really should have.
I know.
You know, to have all the facts
that was bad.
In front of us.
That was bad.
Because if he indeed does look like Ryan Reynolds, then maybe I'll give him a year. But other than that, you do not sit there and wait for him to not find anything else better. Please and thank you.
I can't get over the fact that she asked us for advice when the community came together and gave it to her. She still ignored it.
It was all resoundingly clear.
She wanted us to say, you know what? You are a fool for not waiting. You need to wait.
He sounds amazing.
I think she wanted to hear that. And when we didn't tell her that, then she's like, but here's the thing. It's tough when you are actually in the moment talking to your significant other, you know?
But he literally just told her, I'm going to go date all these women. You know, I'm going to try out some new flavors, go to the ice cream store, I'm going to sow some oats, maybe I'll call you.
Oh, Allison Texan, hell no, sis, it will never work.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh, Susie, tell Jess no peen is worth putting your life on hold for someone who thinks that you're not good enough.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Larry was just like, maybe she should change her name to Plan B or backup plan. Yeah, she shouldn't settle for that. She needs to, someone needs to recognize, hey, you are what I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
What I've been searching for. You are it.
Lisa rolls in with the text, says, this girl knew what she was going to do before she wasted your listener's time. And yes, honey, we all know this guy. He's a narcissistic prick. So, yeah, I mean,
right.
I I feel like this guy probably already had some on standby, or maybe not even on
10,000%.
He had already started seeing someone, and they were already in an open relationship before. He decided, all right, I'm going to end it, but not end it. And Brooke, 100%, she texts in, he's keeping her on a leash. Yeah, that's 100% what's happening.
He has got to absolutely, totally, 100% lose her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then at that point, after soul searching and all the things, if he comes back and just like, you know what, I was wrong.
You know what, Kelly?
Then maybe.
I feel like we were used. I feel the victim here.
I don't feel heard.
I don't feel like we came together as a community to help you, Jess, and you just ignore us.
It was amazing unification, all behind one mission. Save Jess from this guy.
All right, fine.
And we failed.
Fine, we failed. We failed this one. All right.
I feel confident, though, in our stance.
Yes.
But
yes.
I am going to remove relationship expert from our resume. I'm going
to take that off. We have to take that off. Dang it. We lost another credential on our resume. All right. Coming up next, it is your feel-good story.
You mean besides the fact that I'm eating chocolate donuts on a unicorn plate wearing sweatpants in the middle of the show?
Yes, besides that.
You mean besides that?
You know, it is one of the comforts, I think, of working remotely. As we've all kind of dived into our own, routines the past year, working remotely, Kelly has found her niche, and that is sweatpants and food. where that just wasn't a thing when you had to come to the studio every single day.
Nope. I used to dress nice. I put outfits together. Yeah. I'm not doing that anymore.
I mean,
I'm eating my donuts on my unicorn plate wearing sweatpants in the middle of the show.
I mean, we ought to almost do an outfit of the day for Kelly when she's in her home studio.
I mean, nice from the waist up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I knew we were going to be doing video and stuff.
Sure. Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, it's business casual on the bottom.
Hey, you know what? You're like wearing the clothing equivalent of a mullet.
Yeah, exactly.
Business 100%. On the top, party on the bottom. All right.
My pants are a party. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. Bit? Yeah. I haven't seen your pants, so I don't know. But
all right.
Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So, came across this, thought it was just one of the cutest things I'd seen in a while. It's an adorable four-year-old. Her name is Milan.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the backseat of her mom's car.
Sure.
Her mom is Jovan. They live in Philadelphia. Good Morning America kind of shared this on their channel. So, Milan apparently loves to make up songs in the backseat of the car. And I feel like she's come across one. She is concocted the best new life anthem for us.
I want you to leave me alone.
Is she saying, I want you to leave me alone?
Yep.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. Oh my gosh.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone.
I mean, but listen, she's performing.
Wow. Yeah. Leave me alone.
Oh,
yes.
Hold that note.
It just needs a sick beat in the back, doesn't it?
I mean,
leave me alone.
Dang. That is great.
Got the like vibrato going on.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. All
right. Right?
I feel like
maybe that could be our group therapy subject, Jess. Maybe that's her new anthem.
Yeah, leave me alone.
She needs to tell her ex-boyfriend who wants to keep her on a backup plan.
We need to just move on from that.
That's what she needs
to say. Listen,
leave me alone. That's what she needs to do.
What's the phrase? You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink? Well, I feel like that was the case with that group therapy. So
Quite possibly, but this four-year-old Milan, she is the most adorable thing ever.
We are taking away from her.
Yes, we are. The spotlight is on Milan right now,
yes.
And you can see the entire video, and you should, because really, she does sell the performance. I mean, she really is feeling the words coming out of her mouth at WDJX.com.
I almost forgot that the beginning of the year also has some good stuff involved in it. Typically, I mean, for me, the beginning of the year is always just a little bit rough. But my whole point is Shamrock Shakes are coming back at McDonald's.
That is amazing news.
February 15th, so not too long to wait if you're a big fan of the you know, the Oreo Shamrock McFlurry or the Shamrock Shake there from McDonald's. They're coming
Listen,
back.
Listen, not to put any undue pressure on our friends there, but we need to make sure that the shake machines are always working.
Yeah.
You're going to bring this back. You've got to make sure those shake machines are working.
You got to make sure, you know, when I come there and order a Shamrock Shake that you're fully operational. All right.
Saw Scott Reynolds post the other day. He went to 3 different locations and they were all broken.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like the struggle was real.
All right.
Yeah, so I'm just going to say, hey, now you know this is coming. It's back in the menu. Let's tune those things up.
Yeah.
Let's clean them out. Get them ready.
You know, I'm glad that it's only like on the menu once a year because I'm good for about one of those a year. I'll get one, but they are
it's really rich.
They are a lot. Yeah, they are a lot. So anyways, it's not.
But they're great. I mean, there are rabid fans out there.
100%. You can always shoot us a message and we'll toss it out to the group, see if we can get you some help. From a listener, she writes, I came home at lunch the other day to surprise my boyfriend.
I get nervous at this point.
Mm-hmm. And was shocked to hear him in bed talking to a girl. It turns out it was just the personal assistant on his phone. But some of the stuff they were talking about was just disgusting.
So wait, she was like responding? Like they were having a back and forth conversation?
I gotta think that it's just him, because if you've ever tried to get Siri to talk dirty, she doesn't.
She doesn't take the bait.
Yeah, I was gonna say, she doesn't take the bait. All right, it continues. I've always given him space with stuff like this. But now I wonder if I need to draw some lines. I could see him doing this at work, and I worry he could get in real trouble. I guess I should be glad he hasn't called me Siri, but I wonder if this might be the start of some big problems. And should I say something to him? What would you do?
I really needed her to hit record so we could hear this.
Listen, this isn't the actual recording. This is just something I found on YouTube, but this is what I imagine it sounding like.
Hey, Siri, does that tickle?
Ooh, did you feel that too?
Oh, my God! No!
I mean, so...
This is weird.
I have tried with my Alexa many different ways to see how far Alexa will go in responding to certain things. Like adding certain items to our shopping list, Alexa will edit herself when she adds certain items to the shopping list. And so I can't imagine that Siri is giving her boyfriend the responses he wants. You know what I mean?
So is there like an app that you could download to where
I don't know.
It would make her talk like that?
Again, I don't have Siri. I don't have an iPhone, but and even if I did, this isn't something that I'd be doing. Like So I don't have any thought about that, but I guess the bigger problem and issue that she brings up is she overheard this. Should she say something to him?
I would. I would just say, listen, I came home to surprise you. I overheard something. Please explain.
Yeah. Tell me what you
Let's dive into that.
Tell me what you were doing in there.
Remember Wednesday?
Yeah.
I came home early. Yeah.
Okay.
Heard conversation. What was happening there? We got to figure this out.
I think you got to approach it somehow with him. So
yes. And then that will also then send him the message. Don't do that.
Okay.
Because it's weird.
Now listen, what's weird to you or me may not be weird to other people. So
I take that back. Okay. It's weird if you actually have a girlfriend.
Okay. All right.
I'll modify that.
If you want to.
Okay. It's fine if you don't.
If you want to
get it, you're lonely.
If you want to chime in, you can at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. Interesting one with group therapy. She messaged us saying that she overheard her boyfriend in the bedroom talking to another girl. Turned out it was Siri. He was saying some pretty nasty stuff. And she's like, I'm concerned. Should I say something to him?
We think yes.
Dave messages us and says, hey, as a guy, I'm not going to say I've done that, but I'd let him do it and not approach him. It may embarrass him and he'll repress those feelings and may do something more extreme to get that same thrill. My advice, it's not harming anything, so don't worry about it.
Oh, well,
that's an interesting take.
I can see that point.
Wow.
Sure.
it's like the equivalent of like looking at a dirty magazine to him, maybe. I guess deal with it or, oh man, that's.
Don't let it affect your relationship. Maybe, I don't know.
I
don't know how I get that out of my brain.
Yeah.
Once I've heard it,
yeah.
I don't know like how to move past it without talking about it.
Right.
I know it's going to be an awkward conversation. I feel like just honesty is the best policy. She came home early.
Yeah.
Wanted to surprise him. Overheard it.
Yeah. And just
got
says,
a little confused.
Hey, I'm confused as to what I heard the other day at lunchtime. And then you already know how the conversation's going to go because he's going to deny it. He's going to say, I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about. And then she's going to have to like walk that path until he finally says, oh, yeah, I was just talking to Siri. It's just something that I do.
And then she can be like, okay.
Hey, Siri.
All right.
Does that tickle?
Ooh, did you feel that too?
Oh my God, no.
All right, all right. Holly rolls in with a pretty good suggestion on text, and we'll end it here. I would wait until he talks dirty to her and then say the same things to him that Siri did in Siri's voice.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought you liked that.
Oh, God.
All right. All right. There you go. Do this every single hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Listen, we're starting to see a lot of the Super Bowl commercials getting rolled out on the internets, right?
Yeah.
We've got a first look at several of them up at WDJX.com. Mountain Dew is rolling in, doing something unique with their ad. They have John Cena.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you know what? You asked me to get that ready for you.
I did.
Oh,
I gave you a warning.
Oh, man. Oh, I used to have it on a hot button. I don't have it on a hot button.
Seriously?
Hang on.
Oh, that is disrespectful to John Cena.
I know. I'm sorry.
Dang it. All right. Well, while you're looking.
I'll get it by the end, okay?
Thank you. Great. So he's in a pink and green car, right?
Okay, gotcha.
And they're going to pack it with Mountain Dew bottles. So what you have to do when you see it on Sunday, you have to figure out how many bottles are shown. And if you're right, you could win $1 million.
Wow.
Yeah. So you got to tweet your guess using the hashtag. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That does really add to the story.
Okay.
It does. Yes. So the hashtag you have to use is MTN, the short for mountain.
Ah.
Do.
Okay.
Major Melon.
And you could win $1 million.
$1 million. If you're, I'm assuming if you're the closest.
Mm.
I don't know if they're requiring you to get the exact number. That may be the case because it's $1 million.
All right.
But there you go.
Cool.
So that's pretty cool. That's a feel good, right? You can win $1 million.
All right, there you go. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You know, we're a show all about, like, trying to educate you, trying to, like, learn new things. There isn't a day that goes by that we don't learn something new on the show. Am I right?
It's not necessarily good learning, but sure.
So, we want to introduce you to the world's smallest reptile. Just discovered. So tiny it could fit on your fingertip. It's the Brooksia nana chameleon.
The nana chameleon?
Yeah.
I like that.
The Brooksia nana chameleon species, or the Brooksia nana species of chameleon, has been described by scientists who were just shocked at how tiny it actually is.
That's probably why it took them this long to discover it.
Maybe. And then here's what one of the researchers discovered, or the researchers discovered. One striking feature of this miniaturized chameleon is the relatively large size of their genital organs.
Oh, my God. This is exactly why you did this story, sir. Because it's got all. Seriously?
So.
Is it bigger than the actual chameleon?
So. You know, it stays inside, but then when it pops out.
Oh, God.
It's about 18.5% of the total body length.
Wow. That's a large percentage in comparison.
Right?
Okay. Wow. Where does it keep it?
Listen, these Brooksia nana chameleons, they're obviously growers, not showers.
Okay, all right.
They're found in the rainforests of northern Madagascar, and so, you know, obviously they're only about like they can fit on your fingertip. They're so small that, and they're chameleons, so they're like they're disguised. So how are you going to find these things?
Yeah. Okay. So do the females look the same?
I mean, the females are a little bit larger.
Okay.
Than the males.
So they needed to have equipment that would fit
that would fit
appropriately.
Ah. Okay. So I bet you didn't think that you were gonna get the knowledge of a species of chameleon that lives in Madagascar that has a has genitalia that's about 20% of its actual body size. But here we are.
It's at this time that I would like to suggest to any movie studios that make animated movies and incorporate animals that we don't include this one.
Listen.
Because I feel like awkwardness. We already have a chameleon. We Entangled.
We have Pascal. I've seen Madagascar, the movie, plenty of times. And I will say that I have not seen them highlight this species of chameleon in that
They were
in that
not included.
Film.
And I think it's probably a good choice.
Well.
Because awkward.
It is a little bit awkward. So there you go. A little bit of knowledge there for you.
Wow. Thank you for not looking it up on YouTube on how they use that.
You can always get a hold of us via text message, 502-571-9970. Roxanne rolls in and says, hey, Kelly, you're not alone in your dream of Justin Bieber. Could you real quick, for those of you who don't know, explain what she's talking about?
Roxanne, oh, dang it. A long time ago, I had a dream that obviously you cannot control. The old River Falls Mall in Clarksville, making out with Justin Bieber. Okay. Listen, I'm not going to read into it.
All right.
It was just weird. One-time thing. It was a long time ago.
I get it.
Roxanne, thanks for bringing it up.
Yeah, so she says, you're not alone in your dream of Justin Bieber. Last night I dreamt of him, but I was trying to mommy him, and I kept giving him a hug and telling him it's going to be okay. I think she says it was because of the song Lonely that he sings.
No, I get that. I 100% get that. Listen, and do not, please, oh God, don't judge me on what my brain decided to do one night a long time ago. I don't have any control over that.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
I don't necessarily cast the characters in my dreams. I don't.
Listen, I had a dream just last night about trying to return a jacket to a store. I was giving them an empty box, and I was wearing the jacket I was trying to return.
Sir, you're going to need to leave that here.
I know. I was trying to do a scam or something. I don't know what I was doing, but I was
like, no,
I woke up
and I keep the jacket. You just give me the money back.
Right. Exactly. And I just had so much anxiety. Like, am I going to be able to get away with this? Like, why am I doing this? What is, you know, and I'm like, no, here's the box. Trust me, it's inside. The jacket's inside the box. And I'm wearing the jacket that I'm trying to return. Anyways, whatever.
The jacket? Oh, wow. So let's dissect that. What does that mean?
Well,
you're trying to, like, you know, scam, shoplift, whatever you want to call it.
We're just saying that dreams, we don't necessarily have our control over our subconscious of what we decide to dream. I'm just trying to defend you, Kelly, by giving you an example of how I have dreamt something
bad
weird
decision
too. Yeah, right.
In
right.
your dream?
Yeah, for yeah. sure. All right. So we covered a lot on the show today, from chameleons that have large genitals to missed connections and dog parks and dad bods to...
And husbands.
Yes, to the group therapy follow-up, which all had us kind of screaming at the radio.
I had to remove sharp objects from my grasp.
Yeah.
Because I was going to rage.
Yep. So you can catch up on what you missed on the podcast at WDJX.com. More opportunities for you to get in on Ben and Kelly's $10,000 bribe coming up here just after 10. Otherwise, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.